United States Environmental Protection Agency issued its highest-level air quality designation. Hazardous dot across a 200-mile stretch of Texas and New Mexico on March 27, 2026, affecting approximately 1.3 million residents. A second cloud of unhealthy air formed simultaneously near the U.S.-Mexico border, sent it over El Paso, a city of nearly 700,000 people. The air quality index in the border region reached 290 at its peak, a reading worse than any major city on Earth at the time of measurement, surpassing Dhaka, Delhi, and Lahore. Anyone within the affected zones was advised to close their windows, avoid outdoor activity, wear a face mask when leaving the home, and operate an air purifier if one was available. The source of the hazardous air is fine particulate matter designated PM2.5 and PM10, produced in this instance by a combination of industrial emissions, wind-blown dust, and fires reported outside Odessa. The region sits within and adjacent to the Permian Basin, the largest oil and gas-producing zone in the United States, which contributes materially to baseline particulate matter levels in the area under normal conditions. The EPA's air quality advisory instructs residents that PM2.5 particles are small enough to penetrate deep into the lungs, cause inflammation and breathing difficulties, and contribute to heart attacks and strokes. Residents are encouraged to run their air purifiers. The agency did not specify how residents without air purifiers should proceed. The Environmental Protection Agency, which issued this advisory, has undergone significant organizational changes in recent months. Under EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, the agency has terminated approximately 400 probationary employees, closed its Office of Environmental Justice, shuttered its Office of Inclusive Excellence, and eliminated all diversity and equity staff across its 10 regional offices. President Trump stated in a cabinet meeting that he expected 65% of the EPA's workforce, approximately 11,000 employees, to be let go, though EPA spokespeople declined to confirm this figure. DOGE has been granted sign-off authority over all agency expenditures exceeding $50,000. The agency's budget has been proposed for reduction by 65%. Administrator Zeldin has outlined 5 new strategic pillars for the EPA. They include bringing back American auto jobs, making America the AI capital of the world, and boosting fossil fuel development. Protecting human health and the environment is also on the list. 1,300,000 Americans have been advised to stay inside and lock their windows. The air purifiers are running where available. The EPA is on the case. Sources for this analysis are available at isayip.com/propaganda.